Even before international environmentalists became alarmed by the rate of the Amazon's deforestation, Francisco Chico Mendes Filho was worried. The Brazilian rubber tapper saw that the old rubber estates were being cleared by cattle ranchers for pasture. Chico Mendes helped found a rubber tapper's union to defend the way of life of people who lived off trees but didn't destroy them. The union proposed that the rubber forest be declared public extractive reserves, which the tappers could use. Environmentalists viewed Mendes as a natural protector of the forest. Ranchers saw him as a threat to their expanding empire. Soon Mendes was engaged in a protracted battle for the future of the Amazon. The ranchers discovered that the humble tapper was a courageous and resourceful foe. As the rubber tapping became a symbol of living productivity and harmony with nature, Mendes and his movement won important allies in Brazil and throughout the world. Mendes grew as a leader, but with full knowledge of the danger that success could bring. "The struggle teaches us many things," he once said. "Each day we learn something, while at the same time knowing we could be on the receiving end of a bullet at any moment." A few years ago, Chico Mendes was gunned down by landowners. His battle for the good use of the Amazon, however, lives on. A few years ago, Chico Mendes was posthumously added to the United Nations Environment Program's Global 500 Roll of Honor.